The Baltimore Police Department's pilot body camera program ended quietly this past Friday. For nearly 2 months, officers in the Central, Eastern, and Western districts tested three kinds of cameras and gave feedback to their superiors. As WYPR Metro reporter Kenneth Burns tells us, officials will take the next couple months to decide which camera to use department-wide.
Three companies are competing to be the body camera vendor of choice for the Baltimore Police Department: Taser, VView, and Panasonic by way of the Breckford Corporation. Each vendor's product was used in one of the three patrol districts. The 155 officers participating in the pilot program wrote reviews of the cameras assigned to them. So, did they tell Police Commissioner Kevin Davis which camera they preferred?
Well, they've submitted all those thoughts in their evaluation forms.
Those forms are now being reviewed by a committee that will make its final selection sometime in February. Davis said the officers have grown used to the cameras.
Apparently, we had a couple police officers who were turning in their body-worn cameras, and they were asking, you know, when can we get these back? You know, when I like these, I don't want to give them up. When can we get them back?
But officers still had to adapt to the new technology. Major Kimberly Burris, who heads the planning and research section of the department, said that included turning the camera on.
There were several times where the officers would be in the middle of a call, and then while in the call, they'll remember to turn it on.
Commissioner Davis said the officers that participated in the pilot program and the neighborhoods they patrol loved the cameras. He added that they put the department one step closer to being transparent and earning citizens' trust. I'm Kenneth Burns from Baltimore Police Headquarters for 88.1 WYPR.